Mitaku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa. Thanks so very much for joining me here at Arangi Wātea. Ono rauma tōri te iarere, Claudette Hawiti here. I'm going to go straight to the line to because I don't want to keep our rangatira councillor Alfie Filipina waiting any longer because he's very, very busy. We want to talk rates increases and also to our recovery budget here in Tamaki Makaurau. Mitaku mihi ki a koe te rangatira. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Tēnā koe, Claudia. Tēnā koutou katoa te whānau.
We're having a one-off rate increase of 5%. Are you sure it's going to be a one-off? You're not going to say, it was going to be a one-off, but actually we need to carry it over for another year and another year and another year.
No, and the reason I know that won't happen, my mate, is because once we approve it, it's there now. It's 5% and then 3.5 as we indicated in the last one we had. So that's what we've done, is that 5%, 3.5 the next 9 years, and every 3 years we end up having another long-term plan consultation. But for this one that we need to sign off and approve by the end of June, definitely 5 years, 3.5, there's going to be no change to that long-term plan, none at all.
Now, this is rate increases, and our whānau who are renters want to know whether or not it's going to impact on their rents and whether or not landlords will see it fit to increase the rent to pay for these rates offsets. I mean, that's a fair enough question, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. I mean, look, and that's been discussed around the table. I mean, obviously we can't dictate what the landlords end up doing. We just can't. We can't tell them, no, you shouldn't put up the rent. That's their call. We're hoping that they realise the situation that our whānau in Tamaki Makaurau, but we can't dictate to them and say to them, you cannot put up your rent. I know the government has put in place the fact that you can only increase, my understanding anyway, reading the statute, is that you can only increase the rent once a year. So we're just hoping that landlords do the right thing. Yeah, because we can't tell them what to do. That's the worst thing from our position as the kaunihira.
Thank you very much for that. What about the recovery budget, which was passed by the council as well too?
Yeah, look, I mean, the recovery budget, I mean, for me, there's a few aspects for me. One of them is the retention for us anyway of the $150 million Māori Outcomes Fund. And you know, that basically, for us anyway, it sort of covers through to the papakāinga, Māori housing, the impact we could have there around Māori business tourism and employment, whānau and tamariki well-being, marae development. So, you know, that $150 million, once it finally gets approved at the end of June, there's $150 million in there. And for us, it also includes that $150 million assisting our marae across Tāmaki with doing the driveways that lead to the back of the marae, and you know that's one of the good ones for me. Again, and I always thought about this was the transport component, and for us was around the safety initiatives, and you know, there's some good stuff for us across there, and even with the environment, because I remember our kōrero we had, Claudette, and we were talking about the environment, and with this target to rate that can only be spent on the water and the other one on the environment. So look, that's in there as well. So, yeah.
How much money did the council lose as a result of COVID? I mean, COVID hit all the councils, it hit all the budgets. Yeah. And so how much did we lose as a result of that?
So it'll just be under $1 billion. There was $450 million that last year, which we put through and approved the emergency budget. This year, there's a $520 million hole that when we started that we had to plug. And that was over the first 3 years of the long-term plan. So that was the monies that we needed to do. So there's about $500 million around the first 3 years of the long-term plan. So that's what we needed to address.
And finally, Te Rangatira, Councillor Alfie Filipina, we've just seen over 30 local councils vote in favour of a Māori ward. All eyes are now on Tamaki Makaurau on Auckland. We understand that there are legislative issues impacting on the council before they make a decision or we can consider Māori wards. How far away do you think the Auckland Council is from thinking about amending legislation to include Māori wards?
The legislation is going to be up to, obviously, the government, and they could well introduce some legislation around the numbers of councillors or members on the governing body. Now, that will dictate how many people can be around that table, because the legislation says there's only 20. That can be around that table. So if there's legislation to say you can increase it, the next opportunity for us is 2025 in regards to the legislation. We won't be able to do anything, and that's partly with the legislation, and the numbers are not there around the table, because at the moment, if we end up getting or approving or go through the corridor in that on Māori wards, somebody will have to lose their position at the governing body, one of the councillors, because the maximum is 20. So 2025, I think, is the earliest opportunity. If there's a legislative change, I think 2025 and the decision for that election in 2025 if there's legislative change.
But Auckland is very different from the rest of the councils, because we're a super city, and so we've got this different type of legislation that surrounds us. What is the general sense, though? What's the general feeling amongst your colleagues around the table to Māori wards?
They're supportive. The majority, the general, are very supportive of Māori wards. And I mean, if we do, honestly, I know where I'd be going, but I know that with Māori wards, from my perspective, with Māori wards, if we get that legislative change in Tamaki Makaurau and the Konihira, I think Māori wards would be supported around the governing body. I really do. Definitely.